So it looks like we're missing some people today. I wonder what happened. Ours just about didn't start. Yeah, I think this is a record for me personally. We were doing an evangelistic series this fall at Grangeville, and one of the slides that was used showed Time Magazine from the 1970s, coming Ice Age. And then 40 years later, they had another picture of Time Magazine, global warming. Yeah. I think they're going to have to come out with another one if this keeps up. We were watching our temperature gauge on the dash there going to Weipe this morning. The closer we got from down, further, further. When we entered Weipe, there, just as you're coming in, minus 34. And one of the members said, yeah, their house that registered minus 33. So that's a record for us. So I suppose people didn't want to get out there. We're a little worried about our wood stove because I was saying, well, we shut it all the way down. It'll keep a fire the whole time, but will it keep enough? If I keep it open, it'll burn out before we get home. So hopefully everything's okay there. But we are just thrilled to have an Orofino church family we can come and fellowship and worship with. And we're glad to be here. Today's service is going to be just a little different, though. I'll just give you a heads up. We had communion at Weipe. And, of course, ours is scheduled now out a couple weeks here. But so today, it's kind of a blend. We're going to have a communion sermon without a service and kind of connected with our Bible reading plan, too. So we're going to be talking about God's amazing grace. And grace, you know, that five-letter word is a very important word, used 170 times in the Scriptures. It's translated in both Hebrew and Greek as favor or kindness, undeserved and unearned. And concerning this wonderful gift, the Bible declares, "For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. Without God's grace, we would all perish. But praise the Lord, He's made His wonderful grace available to everyone." And we really do worship a wonderful God. You know, you think of some of these other gods, these different nations, you know, religions, you know, it's like, wow, we have a wonderful God we serve. His amazing grace. Have you experienced that? Have you experienced God's amazing grace? Has he shown that to you? Are you thankful for God's grace personally in your life? That's right. Grace is a necessary component in this complicated life we live down here, huh? Grace is necessary, not only vertical, but horizontally as well. And maybe this morning you are grateful for the grace someone else has shown you for a misdeed or something, you know, or maybe you've shown grace to someone who has wronged you. That's hard to do, isn't it? At times, to show grace, especially the greater the wrong, the deeper the pain, the harder it is to show grace. Yet that is exactly what our God has done for each of us. So while working my way through Genesis, yes, I know today is the official start date for our reading through the Bible, but I had to get a jump start on you because I have to have some messages ready by the time we get there. And so I've been working my way through Genesis and Exodus for our Bible reading program for 2024. As I did that, I come across really a wonderful example of just how merciful and caring our God is toward us, how gracious He is toward us.